Well, good morning. It is August 11th, so that means it's Thursday, and the B2B Thursday show is underway. Minus my co-host, you'll notice that he's not there today. That's because something called him away. He had to be somewhere else. It happens. So that being said, we miss you, Kelvin. Wish you were here. In social media conversations about content marketing over the past, like the past few years, it's hard to imagine there be still not a way to incorporate content marketing into their social media marketing efforts. So there's, I guess, B2B technology firms that have multiple divisions selling multiple products around the world, but they're not the only thing to do to get started using content marketing for your B2B company. If you begin with these five things that we listed today, and they're in the show notes, the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, there, that's the graphic there, and go there, click on the link to the show notes, and you'll have them all the things that we talk about today. And in that first link there from socialmediab2b.com, there's five ways to get started in B2B content marketing, okay? So then we went on with, I guess, content and social working together with the conversation. And there's a set of five articles there that Julia Martin put together. Julia's is got a decade of administrative and project management work that she's done. She says, successfully shepherded professional dreams into reality from a wide variety of disciplines, finance and so forth. Anyway, her collection of articles talks about the ways that B2B CMO can overcome the content challenge using the social media channels to do the content marketing with. Ways to build social media into your content marketing process, and several other links there. So give that a look. And lastly, and this is probably the best summary that's come up with, this is also from Julia Martin, it talks about the ever-changing landscape of B2B social media. Now, B2B, as we've oftentimes said, is way different than business to consumer. It's business to business. When it comes to B2B and social media plans, this can be a particularly challenging concept. Adapting and staying on top of the dynamic landscape that makes up B2B marketing and social media, it gets really hard for an individual. And for a large business, it gets even more complex and more of a challenge. And hopefully, this set of articles that we've got here from Julia Martin, will help you in that task. It starts off with 8 ideas for generating more qualified B2B leads on your LinkedIn. So B2B on LinkedIn, that's not a stretch of the imagination, is it? That's the number one place to do B2B is LinkedIn. And that's part of a new 32-tip campaign that I'm doing, is LinkedIn and Pinterest. So give those notes all a look, and I should close with the same comments that Julia did. These articles are a start on your toolkit. There aren't the whole package deal. Keep looking forward and keep learning to stay relevant today, tomorrow, and beyond. So what you're going to do today in a month might be old hat, old school. You can't do it anymore. So hopefully staying on top of it will assist you in that. Hopefully now you can at least look forward and have a starting point with these information bits that we've given you today. Thanks to social media B2B, you rock. And that being said, the shout outs are in the show notes, available, like I said, at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. I'll put that graphic in twice today. And I know normally Kelvin does that, we miss him. Thanks to Eileen Smith for her tip on Screencast-O-Matic, we'll record the show with. the rest of the show notes and all of the links and so forth for the audio channels that support the show are in the show notes. We'd invite you to follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, give us a go. We're here every Thursday with B2B tips. And so if you would, please go to the show notes and fill out the Guyer Cook Report evaluation question. And while you're doing that, consider being a patron of the show. Okay? Thanks very much. And as Kelvin heard me say many times before, it's a wrap.